Proliferation of weapons has a major negative impact on communities. Thank you. My name is Ms. Nancy Bernadette Makulu. I serve in the FONAREV, the National Reparations Fund for Victims of Conflict-Related Sexual Violence, and I wanted to touch upon the state's responsibility vis-à-vis children born of rape. And also cover some of the other issues that have been touched upon by colleagues just now. I also want to share with you some additional information about the various programs that have been rolled out by the DRC to try and remedy this issue. Firstly, to address the plight of children born of rape, as many of you are aware, in the context of the ongoing conflict in the eastern part of the country, many women have been raped. And after being raped, many of them fall pregnant, their children are born, and their children often lack the necessary identity documents, etc. They end up almost semi-stateless, which contravenes the obligations under Resolution 2475. In response to that reality, the government has taken steps to ensure that children born of rape can have access to key documents that they need, such as birth certificates, so that they can have an identity. This program has been rolled out. However, given the current situation in the east of the country, it is much hampered. This is yet another one of the programs that we're seeking to roll out that has been held up in its tracks by the conflict in the eastern part of the DRC. But nonetheless, to make the point that this program is in place so that the mothers of children born of rape can apply for the necessary identification documents. And that is one step we take towards repairing and compensating for the harm suffered by these children. A second point I want to address is collective reparation and remedy. Ms. Zadig spoke about this earlier, and I just want to add an additional factor to all that she said with regard to the collective reparations program that we have in place, which is one of our key responses to the needs of the victims of conflict-related sexual violence. We have programs in place, for example, to address practical needs such as safe drinking water wells, safe drinking water provision for these victims in internally displaced persons camps. Several different sites were identified following assessment studies in which these wells and water supply services can be set up to ensure that victims have access to safe drinking water without needing to forage far afield for same. Again, the war which has been imposed upon us has hampered our endeavours along these lines, because many of these victims who were in IDP camps in the east are now fleeing from those camps, are fleeing from the east, and it's difficult to identify them in the current chaos and confusion, which means it's difficult to ensure the ongoing delivery of that programme currently. Thank you.
Que pour la...